are all mighty glad that you're here. Welcome to Spectacle Town. We are here just to bring you good cheer.
Here the curtain rises, the show has begun.
And our surprises, we hope we'll bring you lots of fun.
So welcome to Spectacle Town. We're glad you're here, so you can hear our mayor sing and clown. Welcome to Spectacle Town.
This is James Wallington telling you that besides Oscar, the train flees. Jack Renard is also missing. Perhaps the mayor of Texaco Town has some information for us. Here he is, His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, Jimmy. Hello, everybody. Say, isn't it awful without music? It's tough enough to lose Oscar, but it's tougher with Renard missing. Oh.
Say, how could a big fella like Jack Renard be missing?
It could happen. 2 years ago over in New Jersey, they lost a ferry boat.
But, Eddie, you're not going to compare our orchestra leader to a ferry boat.
That's right, I shouldn't. He's built more like a battleship.
You do miss his music, though, don't you?
Oh, more than that. With all the kidding and everything, Renard was so cute. When he laughed all over, Jimmy. Really, he did.
That's right, Eddie. He did have a hearty laugh.
Sure, I'd tell a joke and his face would start laughing. His face would start laughing and his stomach would start trucking.
But, Eddie, what are we going to do tonight without music for the program?
What can I do? If we had time, we could send out and make...
Listen, Eddie, listen.
Jimmy, what is that?
Why, it's one of those street bands. Let's call them in.
Okay, anything will do in a pinch. Say, come on in here. Come on in. Come on in. Bring in the orchestra. Bring it in. Which one of you is the leader?
I am the leader of this orchestration.
Yeah?
Professor Herman Bing.
Herman Bing, well!
I introduce you to my whole aggravation.
No, no, not aggravation. You mean aggregation.
No, when they play, that's aggravation.
Tell me, what do you fellas play?
Everything.
Yeah?
We play jazz, concert, swing, and pinnacle.
I mean, what piece of music can you play as an overture?
Oh, as an overture, we could play that popular piece, Nickels from the Sky.
No. Nickels from the Sky? You mean pennies from heaven?
Oh, no. We want the union scale.
Forget the whole thing, will you?
Maybe you like you should play the St. Louis Blues?
The St. Huh? Yes. Yeah, go ahead with the St. Louis Blues. Go ahead.
All right. Hi.
Wait a minute. You're playing Auf du lieber Augustin.
Well, you see, it's very funny.
Yeah?
We blow in the St. Louis Blues,
yeah?
But it always comes out Auf du lieber Augustin.
Why don't you blow in Auf du lieber Augustin?
We try that, but it comes out eyes mugging.
Oh, go away. You're all terrible. You're no musicians.
Please. Call your inflammation.
Yeah?
All my musicians is picked men.
Yeah? Yeah, for your inflammation, you picked them before they was ripe.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Is that so?
Yeah.
You see that silver medal here?
Yeah.
I got that from Prince Friedrich Wilhelm von Rittenstein auf Schnitzelschloss.
What are you doing, sneezing? And that gold medal, where you got that?
In a hack shop in Cincinnati.
And tell me, what is that medal on your lapel, huh?
That medal? That's the gravy from last night's supper.
Well, I tell you, you've got a fine bunch of boys there. How long have you been together?
We have played for 4 years and we have never been together yet.
Well, look, will you please try and help me out? Do you know the mayor? Do you know the mayor of Texaco Town?
The mayor of...
Huh?
Das bist doch du!
No, go away! Go away. I mean the song. Will you do me a favor and play it?
All right. Eins, zwei.
Yep. I know that this music will make me in you sick, but it's better than nothing, I vow. The way they are playing just sets me to praying that I had some earmuffs right now. Don't worry, they won't be here long. I'll get rid of them after this song. Oh, I have one obsession to regain possession of Texaco's musical crown. Oh, Renard's been a bother. Bring him back to his father.
Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town. Sunday with reason, I said we were freezing in this sunny state of renown. I just did it for laughter, but the Chamber of Commerce got after.
Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town. Now Texaco gas is the best for the masses, and even for those with a crown. Keep shouting its praise for... It may mean a race for the mayor of Texaco Town. Thank you, boys. Thank you, boys. That was fine for a street band. And someday... Hello? I'll take it. I'll get the phone. Hello? Who? The telephone operator? What is it, miss? Oh, you want the new band to play Old Man River? Okay, hold the wire. Say, Professor Bing, the telephone operator wants you to play Old Man River.
All right, boys. Ein, zwei, play.
Wait a minute. The telephone operator asked for Old Man River. Why do you play Ach du lieber Augustin?
I want to see how she feels when she gets a wrong number.
I'd like to pay you, boys, but I don't know how.
Well, you see, it is an old Viennese custom.
Yeah?
Musicians get paid according to their age.
Oh, according to their... All right. How old is he?
20.
20? Come over, young fella. Here. Here you are. Here's $20 for you.
Oh, that's good.
Yes?
And this one is 40.
40? Wait a minute. He looks like 20. Okay. Here's 40 bucks. And how old is the tuba player over there?
You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah?
He is 50.
Yeah. Now, you boys have aged since you came in here. Here you are. And you, how old are you?
Ouch.
What's
my rheumatism.
Yeah?
Would you believe I'm 65?
You're 65? Then I don't pay you at all. The government takes care of you. Out.
I got medals, you got to pay.
Orchestra was good in a pinch. They'd be better in a patrol wagon. Tell me, what are we going to do about music tonight?
Well, any Renard's musicians are here. Why won't they play without him?
You don't understand. They won't blow a note until they see their own conductor, Renard. What are they playing? Jimmy, the band is playing. Look, here comes Renard. Look at him. Look at him.
Jack, welcome back.
Welcome home, buddy. But tell me, where were you, Jack? How did you disappear?
Well, Eddie, last Sunday when I was lying on the floor...
Yeah?
All of a sudden, everything went black.
Sure, the lights went out. Sure, don't you remember?
I don't remember anything. My mind went blank.
Yeah?
I walked in a daze.
Yeah?
I got magnesia.
Amnesia, not magnesia.
Magnesia. Well, to make a long story...
Yeah?
Where did you go?
Well, all of a sudden, I found myself in San Diego... Singing Oh Solo Mio.
No, what? What were you singing?
Solo Mio. 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 Mio.
Stay here and I'll get you a saucer of milk.
Oh, stop, Eddie. Say, what happened to you in San Diego, Jack?
Well, I was standing on the highway waiting for a lift.
Yes?
And a fella came up and pasted a billboard on me.
I'll bet it was embarrassing.
Sure. You know what was printed on the billboard?
No, what?
This is the new 1937 Buick.
Oh, you poor man.
You poor baby. No, 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 no. Kidding aside, Jack, we did miss you, all of us. Even little Deanna Durbin. Come in here, Deanna, and tell him. Come on in, Deanna, tell him.
I'm awfully glad you're back.
Oh, thank you, Deanna.
It's true. I always sing better when you conduct the orchestra.
Yeah, now that he's back, Deanna, all we have to do is to find Oscar.
If I find Oscar, do I get the $1,000 reward?
Why, certainly. But what would you do with the money, Deanna?
Oh, it would help pay for my singing lessons.
See, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll get the reward myself and take some singing lessons, too, huh?
Oh, Mayor Cantor, you don't need singing lessons.
Thanks, Deanna.
No, you're too far gone. Yeah.
Sing your song, Deanna. Go ahead.
In my garden all along, let us glide for the drowsy blue lagoon and float on the yellow tide.
Thank you, Deanna. That was grand. Everything is grand, but Oscar is still gone. But now there may be a chance of finding out where he is. Deanna, let me present to you the idol of young America, the world's best-known animal collector. He brings them back alive, Frank Buck in person. Mr. Buck, I want to welcome you to Texaco Town. I presume you've heard all about our missing flea, Oscar. What do you think happened to him?
Well, Eddie, maybe Oscar bought himself a dog and retired.
Yep. Oh, no fooling. You know, we've been hunting for Oscar for 3 weeks now.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that. I only go in for big game hunting.
Well, look, when you go hunting, don't you take your life in your hands?
Well, no more than you do when you start singing.
Yep. What is this, a frame up? Seriously, Mr. Buck, how many animals did you ever capture in 1 week?
Well, once in Africa, we started out on a hunt. First day, I captured one lion. Second day, I captured another lion.
Third day, I got my third lion. On the fifth day...
Don't read so fast. You just skipped a lion. You know, I'll tell you something. Personally, you know one thing. You know, your policy, Mr. Buck, is to bring him back alive. You know, I'm for shooting him.
Well, personally, I don't believe you ever shot anything in your entire life.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Only last week, this is on the level, only last week in the mountains, I shot a buck. Then I shot another buck.
You did?
Yeah, then I shot another buck.
Well, what happened?
Somebody hollered cheese at the cops, so I dropped the dice and ran. You know, Frank, now that we've got you here, I'm not going to let you go without your telling the radio audience why. Why you bring him back alive.
Well, Eddie, it's too easy to kill an animal. He's more useful alive than dead. Every zoo in the world has a fine collection of animals.
Only because there was a Frank Buck to bring him back alive. And it's men like you, with your daring, who contribute so much to our enjoyment and education. Thanks for your presence here tonight, and sometimes, Frank Buck, when you're in the jungle, just call out, Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! Oscar! Jimmy, there's an extra. Maybe they got Oscar. Do you think that's possible,
well,
Jimmy?
Well, come here, boy. Give me a paper.
Thanks, sister.
Say, look at this headline. New cold wave threatens nation.
Cold wave?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with me or Oscar or the program?
Well, Eddie, it gives me the opportunity of reminding all motorists that it takes a lightning action gasoline to give them quick starts on cold days. A lightning action gasoline like Fire Chief explodes its full power at the first spark, starts the motor without excessive choking, without wearing down the battery. Because Fire Chief Power is stepped up to meet the quick starting requirements of fire engines, ambulances, and other special duty vehicles, it steps up your starts, too, and maintains full drive in hard winter going. Save yourself time, trouble, and money. Drive up to the Texaco Star that marks your nearest Texaco station or dealer. Get a tank full of Fire Chief gasoline, the gasoline that gives you the utmost in winter driving, yet costs no more than the gasoline you are now using. From the picture One in a Million, Jack Renard and his orchestra bring you a colorful arrangement of the hit tune.
tell you, that was a swell arrangement, and I'm so glad that you're back again. And you know, you brought that good weather with you. We people here in California, ladies and gentlemen, have been having hard luck. You know, right now, the sun has been shining all day, yesterday, and Friday, and Thursday, and Wednesday, but Tuesday and Monday, fui. Oh, I want to tell you, it was so cold. It was so cold. Up in Arrowhead Lake on a farm there, they had so much snow, they had to jack up the cows to milk them. How do you like that? But one thing I will say, we people here in Southern California have got a great sense of humor. Tuesday, when it was the coldest, when it was really freezing, on Hollywood Boulevard, a fellow was walking around just in a short. How do you like that? Just in short. He doesn't care. Just in short. However, he had 6 mud spots hanging from his waist. For the benefit of you Easterners, I want to say that smut spots are just little stoves that they keep in the orchards. You know what I mean? To keep the crops from freezing. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this time, I sing, for the first time on anybody's air, a new song written by Harry Tobias and Pinky Tomlin. It's from the picture Love and Kisses, and it's called The Trouble With Me Is You.
I haven't got a headache, darling, and my vision's okay, too. Just look in my eyes, and then you can see that the trouble with me is you. I haven't got a toothache, darling. They are all as good as new. There's only one thing that's the matter with me. All the trouble with me is you. Now it doesn't take a physician to diagnose my condition. No hot water bottle, no powder or pill can ever revive me like your kisses will. I haven't got a heart that's weak, dear, though it skips a beat or two. If it seems out of gear, it's natural, dear, for the trouble with me is you. I haven't got a headache, darling, and my vision's okay, too. Just look in my eyes, and then you can see that the trouble with me is you. I haven't got a toothache, darling. They are all as good as new. There's only one thing that's the matter with me. All the trouble with me is you. Now, oh, ladies and gentlemen, I must stop the song. Sitting here in the studio is the composer of the number, one of the grandest songwriters that we have. He wrote The Object of My Affection, Pinky Tomlin. Let's get him up here. Bring him up. Come on up, Pinky. That's right. Come right up. Come right up. Pinky, it's nice seeing you here in the studio. How did you get a ticket? I'm going to ask you to give this audience a treat, the audience here and the audience listening in, by singing your own song, The Object of My Affection.
I love this. The object of my affection can still change my complexion from white to rosy red. Or anytime she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine. There are many girls who can thrill me, some who can fill me with dreams of happiness. Oh, but I know I'll never rest until she says she's mine. Now I'm not afraid that she'll leave me, nor because she's not that kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust her implicitly. She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do, I sure won't care. The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Or any time that baby holds my hand and tells me that she's mine.
Well, 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 well. Pinky, I want you to meet Parker Cockers. Hello, Parker Cockers.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Punky Tomlin.
Wait, you know, wait a minute. Not Punky. It's Pinky. Tell me, what do you want, Parky?
You know, I was just listening to him sing that song. I like to sing my own words to that song.
Do you mind? Do you mind, Pinky?
Go right ahead, Dirk.
Go ahead.
The object of my affection is got a pale complexion. She looks like 81. It's a good thing that I hold her hand, or else she'd fall right down. Now, some people like ketchup. I got a Chevrolet. My uncle lives in St. Louis. Don't complain about the weather. It's raining pennies from heaven. I can hear the church bells ringing, but I'm never in a hurry. If you people don't like my singing, you can go where you want to go, do what you want to do, I should worry. Just for my protection, I think I'll take up a collection. Say, what can I lose? See your dentist twice a year. This is where you're supposed to applaud.
I'm sure Pinky enjoyed it, but Parky, you've got the words all wrong. Yeah. If you want to learn something about singing parodies,
yeah,
let me give you a sample.
I had one yesterday.
You had what yesterday? I said a sample.
Yeah, I went into a barber shop. The fellow washed my hair, gave me a sample.
No. That's a shampoo.
You're crazy. Shampoo is that light wood what Chinamen use.
No, that's bamboo.
No. Bamboo is a monkey.
No. You're thinking of baboon. That's a monkey. I know all about monkeys.
Say, if I was a monkey, I'd know too.
Yep. Now, tell me, do you know what a baboon is?
Sure, baboon, that's a city in India.
No, you mean Bombay.
Bombay, you're crazy. Bombay, that kid's name.
What little kid's name?
That Bombay Breen?
No, his name is Bobby.
Bobby, that's when you collect stamps. You got a Bobby.
No, that's a hobby. Some people collect books, that's a hobby. Some people collect old coins, that's a hobby. Personally, I collect fleas. That's a hobby.
You collect fleas, but it's no hobby.
Get away from me. Thank you, Parky. And at this time, I'd like to express my thanks to Herman Bing, Frank Buck, and Pinky Tomlin for their contribution to our program. And to you, ladies and gentlemen, may I tell you how grateful I am for your sympathetic and your humorous letters and telegrams regarding Oscar. Don't give up the search. During the week, please ask your friends, no matter where you go, where is Oscar? And remember, I love to spend each Sunday with you. Good night.
Be sure to listen again next Sunday evening at the same hour for another program of Eddie Cantor and Texaco Town. In the meantime, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. James Wallington speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Nine p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time.